This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours.
Check.
You can also
visit
our website.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear him. Yeah, now he can.
Now we're good.
Now we're good.
Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, welcome. It's cold, it's chilly, but what a day. January 20th, 2025. It's the presidential inauguration day, and if you could keep up with all those events, good for you.
It's a big day. Big day in Washington.
Martin Luther King Day.
We honor Dr. King today and celebrate his legacy and his contributions to our culture and society.
And the pastor that spoke at...
I think he was part of the benediction. He was really good.
That was incredible. Yeah. I think his last name was Soul. Yeah. He was incredible. You know, today is also the national championship game tonight.
Buckeyes and the Irish at 7:30, I think, is kickoff time.
Well, and of all things, Who's Talking to the show is this is number 549. We're coming up on another milestone, Hobbo.
Indeed, indeed. And we have the voice of the Who's with us tonight.
You know what? What an appropriate guest to lead off tonight with all the things that are happening.
When John Freeman does a great job. He's got terrific pipes. He was made to be a play-by-play guy.
2009 UVA graduate to boot.
Started in November 21. Did we get it all there, John? You know, you sent me a text say really, you told me to say really nice things about you, so I tried to do it.
You left out Crozier Elementary School alum.
Oh, but, okay.
16 years, guys. Congratulations on that. I'm doing the math in my head. My last year of college was 16 years ago, so you've been doing this my entire professional life.
Well, we have survived none other than the last year of Al Groh. We survived the Mike London years. We enjoyed the Bronco Mendenhall years.
Put it this way, we're on our fourth football coach,
and we're so desperately hoping that all these pickups in the transfer portal and the kids they got from high school will actually help this team and get us over the top so we can go back to a bowl game, daggone it, John Freeman.
That's football. We're concerned about being on our third basketball coach here soon. You know, John, you know, when I was doing the games, I was there at the end of the Jeff Jones era and at the end of the Pete Gillen era, so it's a tough period. But, you know, to be positive, I think the next four games, as I look at the schedule, you got BC at home, Notre Dame at home, Miami on the road, which is certainly a road game we should be competitive in, and then Virginia Tech at home. So I look at these next 2 weeks, the next four games, as an opportunity maybe to turn things around. How do you see it?
I completely agree with you, Hobbo. And boy, Virginia has a pretty tough schedule this year when you look at it and just how much the top teams in it are front-loaded and then back-loaded. So you've got the non-conference schedule, which was more difficult than most years. You look at Tennessee, St. John's, Florida on the road, Memphis at home. Like, these are all really good teams that can make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. And now, you know, even starting in the ACC, you get that long California road trip, played SMU twice, which is one of the better teams in the league. And now, as you said, we're in this little middle stretch where it's some teams that are right around where we are in the standings. It's nice for the team to spend some time at home after a lot of games on the road and very far away places. And then the back end of the schedule is tough, too, because then you've got the Wakes, the Carolinas, the Dukes all waiting for
Clemson.
You. So, yeah, forget Clemson.
Whoever thought Brad Brunell would be one of the deans of the ACC?
Yeah, certainly. North Carolina got beat by Stanford at home the other day, but Carolina, Duke, Wake, Pitt, Clemson, those are five tough games. Let me ask you this, John. You know, for 12 years I traveled with the team. You sort of get a better feel for how things are going. What's your sense of the locker room, the team spirit, the coaching? I mean, it looks like they're still trying and playing hard, but what's your assessment?
They are trying, and they are playing hard. The problem is they're just not winning games right now. But you get it, Habbo. You've been on bus rides. You've been on planes after losses. And sometimes you get a vibe. And this team has never given me one of those where there's infighting or anything like that. They're unified. They care. They're putting their all into it. The results just aren't coming. And I think that's hard to watch because they're good people and they're positive people. So I hope it gets turned around just from a human aspect. You know, whether it's a win or loss, I just want these people that I spend a lot of time with and travel with and I've gotten to know to experience the joy of winning. And it hadn't in 2025.
John, let me ask you this question. I mean, you spent a lot of time with Jimmy Miller, and Jimmy had been on our show a significant number of times before he became your sidekick as the analyst. Do you get the sense, because, you know, I try to catch as many opportunities as I can on the away games to catch you guys on the radio. Do you get the sense from him that he understands Virginia's offense and defensive schemes? Because there are times where I have literally thrown my hands up and said, I don't know what we're trying to do. And you have to fake it. I get it. You've got to go, well, Rhodey just tackled the mascot and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just wondering.
Well, at least he would have guarded somebody.
Yeah, you got to guard somebody. There you go.
Well, one, you said, you know, when Jimmy became my sidekick, it's the other way around. When I became Jimmy's sidekick, we know he's the star of this show. He was here before me. But, yeah, they're running offense. They're running plays. It's just it's hard. You can't get dribble penetration right now. And a lot of, you know, offense is predicated in being able to beat a guy. And right now IMAC is struggling. Ron Sanchez is trying to find a way to get him in a rhythm. There's just not a lot of consistency. And guys, I mean, we're learning on offense as we go. When I look at this roster, I think they all combined last year, everybody on the roster, for like 45 points per game. Now they're scoring over 60 as a roster because a lot of them have used increased roles. But you know, it's not like we brought in some players that were scoring 18 points per game at another school in the ACC.
Right,
so, like, take a look at Boobie Miller from SMU, hit that shot. Like, he's a proven scorer. We knew what he can do because he did it at Wake Forest. We didn't really find the ability to bring in someone like that. And I think anytime you don't have a huge score on your team, yeah, the offense is going to look like it stalls out a little bit.
Well, we talk a lot about offense. Let's talk about defense. You know, that was the calling card of Virginia basketball for 15 years under Tony. But you look at some of the games now, we're giving up 81 points, 88 points. What do they need to do to become more efficient on the defensive end?
Yeah, it's tough. It starts with rebounding. So how many times – I think when you watch games, and how many times have you guys been frustrated where it's like, we actually get to stop? You know, you hear Ron Sanchez saying on the sideline, even I could take my headset off and hear him. He says, one stop, you know, late in these games when we need a stop. And yeah, we've gotten a stop, but then we haven't gotten a rebound. And right now, Virginia is one of the poorest rebounding teams in the conference. And that's just a fact. Statistically, they are near the bottom. And when you're giving up offensive rebounds and you're having to defend for not just 30 seconds, but, you know, 1 minute at a time, that affects everything. That affects your players.
Well, you may not remember, you know, back in the day, I used to say many times on air that defense ends when you get the defensive rebound. And I, you know, I was a pretty good rebounder for my size back in the day, largely because I hated to play defense, and you got to play offense when you got the defensive rebound. So,
and you know, Hobo had some really long socks.
You know, and well, yeah, and short shorts.
Short shorts and long socks.
But, you know, and the thing about it is when you give up the offensive rebound, you're out of position, and that's when teams usually get open looks from three, and it can be really deflating when that type of thing happens. What about Day-Day Ames? You know, there's been back and forth on him. I do see that he played 27-plus minutes at Louisville. Is he healthy, and do you think he needs to be on the lineup to try to create some of that penetration offensively that you're talking about?
Yeah, Day-Day has kind of had a yo-yo season here, where he was the starting point guard early in the season and had an ankle injury and didn't play so well a couple games, and then kind of had a tough outing in California, and you wondered, you know, is he slipping out of the rotation? And the inverse happened, so he was put into the starting lineup, and he's responded pretty well. So the team's constantly searching for a point guard, and let's be real, none of these guys came here to play point guard. We thought that was going to be Jalen Worley. And then he transferred at the beginning of the season. So guys are sharing the point guard role between Rhodey and Day-Day, and they're doing a nice job of doing what they can, and Day-Day is certainly, you know, putting his effort into that position.
Let's address the elephant in the room, Christian Bliss. I did not see him at the SMU game, you know, when they were doing their layups and jump shots. I didn't see him around the basket like I have seen him. Has he left school, or has he just gone incognito?
No, he's still there. He travels. He was on the plane. He warms up. Well, he doesn't warm up because he's, you know, not in games and not dressing for them. But no, I don't have any information other than the fact that he's still on the team and playing.
Right, I just didn't see him. Maybe I'm blind.
No, he was there. Okay. He was there.
Hey, for Frank's sake, to switch sports, any news on the transfer portal, or how do you feel about the football success in the portal so far?
I love it. Oh my gosh, it's night and day. So you look at Virginia's first 2 years of full portal action, and you know, we were, I think, 50s or 60s in class rank. And say what you will about the rankings, but. And we're looking at potentially a top 25 portal class. And we had to have one. You know, we had a lot of players that we lost, and we went for some big players, and we got them. So you look at Monroe Mills. To me, that is like the ultimate beacon for how serious we are now in NIL and transfer portal and bringing in quality players. Monroe Mills was the number one offensive tackle in the transfer portal.
Right.
I mean, you can list 20 schools that he would most likely go to, and most people wouldn't put Virginia on that list. He could have gone anywhere he wanted, and he chose us, and that's huge. We went and got him, and he's going to be a nice piece of this very impressive transfer portal class.
Well, there's been rumors of other players they're still shooting for. You know, as coaches make changes at other schools, they can open up the squad to go into the portal regardless of the timing, and also as the college football playoff finally winds down, and in my opinion, 12 teams is too many. 8 would have been perfect. I think most people have lost track of the national championship game, which is tonight. Notre Dame versus Ohio State. Notre Dame last won a title in 1988. The Buckeyes won the title in 2014. Which was the first year of the CFP.
All right.
And
good piece of information there, Mr. Maloney.
Listen, I did my research. Ohio State is favored by at least 8.5 or 9 points.
Yeah, I think it's gone up to 9. The Irish not getting a lot of love from the betting world.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on the game.
I feel like Virginia is going to have its spring football game before this game kicks off. It's so late.
It has taken so long. I mean, the NFL playoffs have now totally, you know, forced it to the back page. I mean, I don't understand why they thought pushing this thing all the way to January 20th was going to pay off. But
yeah,
I mean, do you think can Notre Dame hang with Ohio State?
I would think so. I mean, I honestly know very little about Ohio State, but I did prep for Notre Dame. I went and watched them, obviously, when we played in South Bend, and came away impressed. That defense can play with anybody, I'll tell you that. And I wouldn't see any reason why they couldn't win this game tonight, although Vegas seems to always know, so we'll see.
You know what? The over-under is 46.5 points. I think that
that's not that much, right?
Yes, that's not. you know, when it's up in the 50s, it's indicative that there's going to be high scoring.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the TV audience is tonight, since they did delay it this long. As you say, some people may not even remember that the game
people,
is tonight.
I think people, you know, with the inauguration today and Martin Luther King Day, you know, and all the playoffs this weekend, which were thrilling, you know, it would be very easy to say, oh my goodness, there's a game tonight?
I want to watch the football game. I'm going to have to go back to the bedroom because my wife is going to be watching the inaugural balls.
Yes. So, you know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be jamming tonight. But I think everybody else might be asleep at the wheel. I wonder if their TV numbers tonight turn out to be any good.
Well, the game is inside, so they don't have to worry about the weather.
Yep. All right, final thought there, Mr. Freeman. Are you enjoying your role as the voice of the Cavs?
No, I love it. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot right now of the Dairy Market in Charlottesville, and we're about to have our Coach's Corner with Coach Ron Sanchez. So always good to be on the air.
Tell him we send our best wishes.
Yes, tell him we said hi. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you soon, John.
We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report next. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Freeman Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank, and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Frank and Hobbo on in studio tonight on a very chilly evening in Richmond.
What a glorious day for America.
It is. It's Inauguration Day, Martin Luther King Day, as we said, National Championship Football Day. And we got Dr. O with us today, or this evening. Doctor, how are you today?
Doing good, fellas. Happy Dr. King Day to y'all.
Yeah, well, we don't have a whole lot of injury news, so... tell us a little bit. Is this a day you feel patriotic from the standpoint of the country? And any thoughts on the King holiday?
Yeah, Dr. King's holiday, I think, is very important from a healthcare standpoint to remember his vision of ensuring that everyone has equitable care and access to it. And I know we talk a lot about sports injuries here in this venue. And what I'll say is, you know, we're still working to ensure that all athletes are getting access to that care. So I would say that dream continues every day when we do our work.
Well stated.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. O, did you go to UVA?
I think he's a dookie.
I'm just messing with you. Hey, I have to tell you, I've seen the Dookies play a couple times recently, and I know you're not missing any of the games because between Con Knepel and Cooper Flagg and all those guys, I mean, you guys got players galore.
Yeah, we got a squad, man. It's a blessing, man. These guys are playing at levels. I mean, we're professional level at this point, I got to tell you.
No question about it, and I think the Duke basketball team is the one highlight of the ACC. It's been a tough year. Obviously, Clemson, Wake, Louisville, North Carolina, Pitt all think they have a chance to get to the NCAA, but clearly Duke is the cream of the crop, and they'll end up, I would think right now, being a one seed in the NCAA tournament, wouldn't you, Frank?
Well, I think it remains to be seen if anybody else can raise their game. The Tar Heels can't rebound, so I don't see Carolina going but so far. I mean, the three guards are terrific, but there's no rebounding.
Yeah, Dr. O, being a Dukie, he might, you know, that Carolina, playing Carolina twice, Duke may win both of those games. That makes the Duke Nation happy.
I think Dr. O's going to miss some days at work. He's going to be partying at those big wins.
Dr. O, did you work today? You didn't take the day off, did you?
No, we had patients today. But I always tell people, Dr. King's holiday is a day on, be you at work or otherwise, an opportunity to really embrace those values he stood for. You mentioned the sweep thing. I think it's rare for Duke to sweep UNC skill level regardless. I think you all know when it comes to rivalry games, there's a different level of play regardless of how your record's been that year, you know?
Yes. No question, but this might be one of those years, I think, because I just saw the Carolina-NC State game, and neither team could throw the ball in the ocean. At the end of the game, the referees did everything they could to prevent a Donnybrook. I mean, the state was so frustrated, and Carolina was frustrated.
Carolina's a basketball program that has a history of great big guys, and they just don't.
They just don't have one.
Don't have a presence in the low post.
Exactly. Yeah, strange. Exactly. I can't pronounce the young center for Duke, but he can rebound and block shots, can he?
Oh, and I mean the footwork skills. I mean, that's the thing these big guys have these days. They're so much different.
it's really evolved to the next level. It's incredible.
You know, the amazing thing about ortho doctors is how much they know about sports. You know, Jody, I always say Jody ought to be a coach, and Dr. O's starting to throw out this footwork stuff and everything else.
Yeah, he fooled you.
He knows his stuff.
Well, you play defense with your feet.
I understand that.
You know that?
That's probably why I wasn't very good at it.
You know, how about you used to tell Parkhill, come on, Parkhill, go get that steal.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Dr. O,
we want to thank you.
You and your colleagues have always been there throughout. It's been terrific. We thank you for your time. I don't know if you've been on since New Year, but Happy New Year to you. And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Same to you. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great night. All right. When we come back on the other side, we have a fantastic guest, Chris Graham, the editor, sports writer with the Augusta Free Press, and we have a lot to talk about. Don't miss the next segment.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. The Saber.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Can't beat Chicago, no way, no how. Still one of the greatest bands, and that's a fantastic bumper music. All right, we are delighted tonight to have the Good Timing Award.
Chris, it is good timing.
Chris Graham, a sports writer who's covered the Cavaliers for years, the editor, publisher of the Augusta Free Press. He somehow tolerates his sidekick, Scott German. It's a full-time job for him.
He sort of carries Scott the way I carry you. It's very similar.
You got the roles reversed there. You got the roles reversed there, homie. You know, getting away with that one.
Chris is a star like Hobbo.
Good gracious. Man, you can see somebody started drinking early today. All right.
Well, I did, as a matter of fact. It's a celebration today.
Chris, welcome to Who's Talking. How are you, sir?
Man, that's a great intro. I can't top that. I should just sign off now. That was great.
Well, some of you guys need to pay me. I could be your PR expert. All right. So you have now been at Augusta Free Press how long?
2002. So way too long.
Oh, stop it! Oh my goodness.
Frank's right. Not good at math. That's going on 23 years. It's 2025.
That's right. That's right.
How about you can't count to 10? All right.
Let's see. One, two.
So, Chris, how many years ago did you start researching the situation with the athletic director, Carla Williams.
It feels like about 2002, but it didn't be that long, no.
You had to file like 6 Freedom of Information Act requests, didn't you?
I think I should be like, I should be on a first name basis with those FOIA folks over there. No, it started for me, you know, back in the spring when I was starting to research the Tony Bennett contract situation, it got to my attention. I should probably get a full picture of everybody's situation there in the athletics department. So I started asking for the assistant coaches' contracts, Tony Elliott and his staff, Brian O'Connor and his staff. And then, you know, I thought, hey, what about Carlette Williams? What's her situation? And I learned back in July that her contract was set to come up May 31st, 2025. I kept checking in every so often, every few weeks, to see if there was any update, because her contract, the contract language said that 6 months out from May 31st, which will be November 30th, which was the last day of the football season, would be sort of a deadline of sorts for her and Jim Ryan, the president of UVA, to meet to discuss her contract extension. November 30th came and went. There was still no news. I did one more FOIA request in early December that was answered. Still no news. And then we did another one earlier this month that finally we got the news that on December 18th she had signed a contract extension, oddly with no public announcement of that.
And you know what? Let's talk about that a second. You know, I've been calling it the cloak and dagger contract extension, and it feels to me like President Ryan has pulled a fast one. He tried to sneak it past the public. Did he sneak it past the media relations people? Did he sneak it past the Daily Progress and you know, Channel 29 in Charlottesville? I mean, how is it possible that Carla Williams signed an extension with a 30% pay raise, and somehow there's no fife and drum corps, no band, there's no music, there's no press release? What is going on, in your opinion?
Well, it's even worse than you've laid out there, Frank, because we chatted with one person who's a higher up in the athletics department. This person said no one in the department knew until they read the reporting on Thursday of last week that we did, and also David Thiel did, from the FOIA request. So, I mean, there was even the people who worked there didn't know. I've also been in communication with a member of the Board of Visitors who's very upset that the Board of Visitors was left out of the discussions of the financial details. Now, the Board of Visitors Executive Committee had voted last summer to approve the negotiation process. But the member of the Board of Visitors who's communicated with me said that there have been a number of closed meetings with the board and the president discussing various issues with athletics, and that there was an expectation on behalf of the Board of Visitors that they would be updated on those negotiations. So, I mean, so it's not only the public didn't know, even very important people on grounds didn't know.
Well, with that said, and with the situation with football and basketball, the two top revenue sports at the University of Virginia, how can you fail yourself to an extension? You know, the ticket sales have gone down, down, down in football. The West parking lot is not full for game day, and I've been noticing that very carefully. There's people that have come for decades that have given up their parking spots, given up their season tickets, and I, for one, am hearing from a lot of people, when they find out that Carla Williams has gotten an extension, there may be a riot. I'm serious. I haven't talked to Kevin Miller of the VAF, and I plan to do that this week. I plan to invite him on. He would full well know, but it hasn't been announced to the VAF, so the donor base that pays for the scholarships for the athletes has been kept in the dark. The ticket holders have been kept in the dark. The overall fan base has been kept in the dark. And obviously the Board of Visitors was kept in the dark. So who does President Ryan think he is?
here's what I'll say. You know, as a reporter, I try to be fair. So I went, we tried a lot to find someone to say, here's why they would, here's why she'd be signed to an extension. All right. So I found one person making this argument. And I don't know if the person really sincerely himself believed the argument, but here was the argument made. That you look at the building projects over the last several years at UVA yes. with UVA Athletics, the Football Operations Center, $80 million. The new Olympic Sports Complex is coming online this summer, $75 million. The $19 million in improvements at the baseball stadium, the new $19 million softball project. You're talking, low hundreds of millions of dollars in money that, has been raised by this athletics department under Carla's watch. All those projects completed. Whether she's responsible directly or not, there's been significant investment in NIL, particularly for football, but other sports as well.
Just in the last few weeks. And that that happened after her extension.
Right. So we've learned about it after extension. Now, we also have just been talking about how no one else seemed to know about the extension. So who knows if those folks knew about that or not, right?
Right.
But no, that's the argument being made to me by one person who says, so, okay, I can go with that. I mean, I don't think that's a reason necessarily, the key reason to keep somebody with everything else that there is out there, but that's what I'm being told.
So, Chris, let me ask you this. It sounds like the contract that she signed, negotiated with President Ryan, the Board of Visitors has no oversight of that? There's nothing they can do at this stage?
No. Yeah, you're exactly right, Frank, Jim. The Board of Visitors Executive Committee back in June authorized Jim Ryan to negotiate a deal with Carla Williams. From that point on, the way the board works is like the way a board works in corporate America. The board hires a CEO, effectively that's Jim Ryan at UVA, the president, and the president hires his employees, and Carla Williams answers to him. So, it was up to Jim Ryan to negotiate that deal. I guess when the Board of Visitors, at least the one member of the Board of Visitors who indicated to me a frustration over not knowing the financial details, even though they don't have the ability to tell him what he could do, they would have liked to have been updated. Maybe they could have nudged him, I guess, would be the response there. But yeah, as far as that goes, no. Once he was authorized to negotiate on behalf of the board, I guess, it was up to him to work out those details.
Well, it's funny. Facilities are nice, and I realize you got to have them to be competitive. But the fan base worries about W's and L's.
Yeah.
They need to see success on the field or on the court.
And I would like to point out, in the early days of the NIL process with CAF Futures, and I was privileged enough to be invited to one of those meetings in Richmond, and I asked some questions, and I haven't been invited back to any more of these things.
That's because you asked the wrong questions.
No,
you probably asked the right questions.
I asked the right questions of Coach Elliott and also Carla Williams, but I haven't been invited back to any of the others, and I'm wondering, do they just not want people to know how things work? And I have to tell you, UVA is a public university. And these private little cloak and dagger maneuvers by people like President Ryan really undermine the very fabric of what the University of Virginia, led by its founder, Thomas Jefferson, believed in. So, I'm pretty worked up about it, and I'm sure I'm going to get fussed at by Barry Parkhill or somebody.
Well, then Barry, he's a loyalist. I understand that. But my concern, Chris, is the extension plus the raise gives the perception to the people that really care about the Wahoos that the university winning is not their top priority.
And Jim, that's very fair because, also you'll hear the backers of Carla Williams point to success in the non-revenue sports. And that's true. There's a lot of success to everything below football and this year men's basketball. But those sports don't make money, and football is what drives people's attention to any program that has any college athletics department that has a football program. Your first priority is football, and there football program's 11-23 in the last 3 years with the coach that Carla Williams hired. So that's fair, and the stadium is more than half empty on Saturdays when we play at home, and it doesn't seem like a lot of is being done to address that either. And so, you know, yeah, and it's one thing, you know, if she still had, you know, if there was still the ability to do something about her tenure in the next couple of years, Tony Elliott's fate would be in a different light. I think he goes into the season perhaps on the hot seat, but maybe not, because the person who hired him just got a 5-year extension. So yeah, that's got to be frustrating to UVA fans. It's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to you guys. And yeah, this definitely does send a message that all is well, even though it's not.
Nobody wants to hear coaches of the revenue sports and the AD go into these word salad explanations where it's this, it's that, and you know, let's talk about how Virginia is truly committed to excellence. I don't want to hear the BS. I want to hear about how they're going to make these programs as good as baseball, tennis, golf, swimming. Who am I leaving out? Lacrosse. I
mean, well, soccer's been pretty good through the years.
George Galinovich, many of those coaches preceded her by
a mile. They were hired before she got there.
Yeah, I don't think she gets credit for all those things. I'm sorry. I just give me a break. All right, Chris.
Well, it's frustrating because it doesn't build enthusiasm.
Yes, Chris. Final thoughts. Just overall, what do you think about where Virginia is right now in the grand scheme of things?
Well, I mean, you know, to me, the big question going into this spring was the AD's status. And so I'm not necessarily a fan of the decision, but at least we have an AD because we have to hire a men's basketball coach. This season is a lost season, unfortunately, 8-10. We might not even make the ACC tournament, much less the NCAA tournament, which is a pipe dream at this stage. But so Carla Williams is the person. So
well, that's a good question. Is that her decision exclusively, or will other people, namely people like Wally Walker, have a input into that?
I am told that there is a very high-powered search committee that's working to vet and identify, and have already narrowed down a list of candidates. And they've got a pretty good list of candidates that I've been writing about. She's got a lot of expertise there to tap into. Wally Walker, Barry Parkhill. Among those, I mean, Rick Carlisle is out there, and he's willing to chip in and help out. There's a number of folks who are willing to be part of this effort. She has to ask those folks, and I understand she is asking those folks for their input. It comes down to, though, it's her decision. So, you know, all the great input from all those very smart basketball people, she's got to make the right call. So that's first and foremost. We got to get this right because we got to make this year a 1-year blip, not something that continues.
It's Chris, important.
Chris, there's the music. We got to leave it there. We want to thank you for your timely visit and your excellent reporting and your explanation of how things stand today.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Have a great night. All right, we come back. Frank and Hobbo are going to break down the spring sports and the Olympic report from our good friends at TGI Fridays. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment of Who's Talking tonight. It's been a great show. We've had John Freeman, the voice of the Cavs, Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, and Dr. O from Ortho Virginia. So hopefully you've enjoyed the show. It's been the inauguration special on Martin Luther King Day.
And the national title game, which we were gonna, game. We're going to talk about.
We're going to break that down in just a few minutes.
But we got the little Olympic news brought to you by our friends at Fridays. We always talk about their great appetizers, great food.
It's always
beverages.
Fridays. Always Fridays when you're in Fridays, and they have awesome appetizers that are killer. Great salads. The entrees are magnificent. I tell you what, you need to get the whiskey glazed ribs. Let me tell you something. That'll put some LBs on that rib cage.
Yeah, that's what I need, LB. I need to shed a few LBs.
Well, you know, it's wintertime. You gotta toughen up.
All right, but anyway, on the Olympic side, a piece of good news. Last week in Blacksburg, the Lady Who Hoopsters took out the Hokies in a good road win for the women's basketball team.
And what was the score? Do you have that?
I have that at 73-65, Virginia, down in the castle. And that the Smithfield-Commonwealth clash now goes to 5.5-1 in favor of Virginia. And that's a competition, an annual competition that includes sports across the spectrum. And the Cavaliers, we don't always do real well in the Commonwealth Cup, the football game, but we really do well in the Commonwealth Clash.
Yes, we dominate.
And
that.
What about tennis news?
Let's talk about UVA tennis for a second. The number 5 Virginia Cavalier men's team is now 2-0. They spanked South Carolina last week, and then yesterday they managed here in Richmond to beat a good ODU team. Let me tell you something. I went to the match. The matches yesterday over at the Country Club of Virginia. And let me tell you something. Both teams played hard, and I've never seen so many tall kids that can flat out run. They can move. Not only are they hitting it hard, but they can all move, and they can, how those tall guys can get down and get those short one-hop volleys is remarkable, because, I mean, they're 6'3", 6'4".
Tennis players, and you were a tennis player, tennis players are great athletes.
You got to move.
You got to move. You got to have great skill. So to be a tennis player at a high level like you are, if you play at Virginia with multiple national titles, you got to be a very good athlete.
And, you know, I had the pleasure of bumping into my old friend Darryl Wilburn, who played at UVA and used to dominate the hard courts out there at Bird Park. Darryl and I had some good laughs about just how hard the kids are hitting the ball today. And, I mean, we were laughing all the way down to our toes. It just... Anyway, this,
one other thing.
Hold on. This just in: the UVA women's tennis team defeated UNC today at the Boar's Head, 4-3, and that is a heck of a win.
Absolutely, and they're ranked in the top 10 as well, right?
I believe they are.
Yeah, the women are number 9, at least going into this week. One other piece of news before we get Frank's breakdown on the championship game tonight: Coach Bennett will be honored in advance of the Virginia basketball game on Saturday, February the 8th. That's the game where we will play Georgia Tech. Tip-off is at 5:30. So, and I'm not absolutely sure whether they're going to honor Coach at halftime or before the game, but that's the date, February 8th. So if you want to go and pay great respect to the guy who really built Virginia basketball into a true powerhouse.
Well, Lord knows he deserves it. I mean, we went from those horrible days where at the end of Dave Leto's tenure, and then Tony came in there within a very short period of time.
Well, he
you
had,
could tell they started playing fundamental basketball.
Well, defensively, but 6 regular season titles, 2 ACC conference championships, and obviously the national title in 2019. So it was a level of success that certainly we had not seen since Coach Holland.
All right, let's break down the college football playoff championship game. Even though I did not like the 12-team bracket strategy, which they're going to refine that. I mean, it just the seeding was horrible, as evidenced by the fact Notre Dame, which is the number 7 seed, and Ohio State, which is, come on, Maloney, where is this thing? Ohio State is the number 8 seed. So how did number 7 and number 8 move into the championship game?
Well, Arizona State and Boise State should not have been in the top 4.
They were not of that class. Let's talk about the game tonight. They say 7:30. I think that's when the final elements of the pregame sort of
probably,
wrap up.
Probably kicks a little later than that.
Maybe 8 o'clock. I see Notre Dame coming out and playing very tough on D and special teams. They have excellent coaching. All the games that I saw them play this year, Notre Dame's defense is sound. And a lot of those guys, I think, are going to play at the next level. They're going to have to be because Ohio State has lots of offensive weapons.
They have a lot of talent.
They do. There's no arguing that. Henderson, the running back, is from Hopewell. Trevion Henderson is pretty good. They got that wide receiver, Smith. He's a handful. I mean, for a true freshman to be, 6'4", 220, and runs apparently a 4.4 40, that's scary. I see Notre Dame driving Ohio State nuts. Will Ohio State panic and make mistakes? That's the question. So if it's 9 points, is the margin, and you're a Notre Dame fan, take the points and laugh all the way to the bank.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good game. You know, it'll be good for college football if it's a highly competitive game. You've got 2 brand portal teams, Notre Dame and Ohio State. Next week, we've got Dan Bonner and Dr. Jody Smith. We'll also have a football guest, 6 o'clock next Monday night.
Go Hoos!
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.